This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A senior U.S. military official tells NPR that Israel has fired missiles on Iran. Iran is disputing the reports, coming days after it launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel. Several flights have been diverted over Iranian airspace, and explosions rang out in Syria, Iraq, and the Iranian city of Isfahan overnight. Tensions have been heightened since a deadly attack on an Iranian consulate in Syria earlier this month. Meanwhile, the United States has vetoed a draft Security Council resolution seeking Palestinian recognition as a full member of the United Nations. Details from Linda Vassullo in New York.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood cast the U.S. veto. He said that full U.N. membership for the Palestinian Authority needs to be the outcome of direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Israel's U.N. ambassador said if adopted, the vetoed resolution would have harmed any chance of future dialogue. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Observer maintained that full U.N. membership would be important for achieving peace in the region.
Linda Fasulo reporting. 12 jurors and one alternate have been chosen in the New York fraud case against Donald Trump. Many jury candidates have expressed fear for their safety. As WABE Sam Greenglass reports, those fears echo challenges facing jurors in Atlanta, where Trump was indicted last summer.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has granted jurors anonymity. Even so, one has asked to be excused after the media disclosed her employer. People connected the dots, and she worried safety concerns could affect her impartiality. Last year, Fulton DA Fani Willis moved to shield future jurors' identity in her Trump case. In Georgia, those names are usually public. Pete Skandalakis with the Prosecuting Attorney's Council said courts must find balance.
We owe it to our citizens to figure out how it is we can keep the open court system and yet protect the interest of the citizens.
In New York, the judge has now barred disclosing jurors' employers, lamenting the loss of someone who he said would have been a good juror. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Florida has a new law that allows most religious chaplains to act as school counselors. Central Florida Public Media's Daniel Pryor has details.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the program will look different in every district, with some having rabbis, others more pastors. He says parents will have to sign off before their child can visit a chaplain. He dismissed alarms raised by opponents who say the program opens up schools to Satanists.
We're not playing those games in Florida. That is not a religion. That is not qualifying to be able to participate in this.
The program is aimed at alleviating a statewide school counselor shortage. Each district will decide which services chaplains can provide.
Daniel Pryor reporting. This is NPR. Officers in riot gear have cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 student demonstrators. Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, says New York police were called in to keep the campus safe and because the students were trespassing. The incident comes a day after Shafiq testified at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. In Colorado, a beloved multi-day bike ride scheduled for June was abruptly canceled this week after organizers said too few participants had signed up. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports that the company that organizes Ride the Rockies says it's not sure if the event will ever return.
The cancellation of Ride the Rockies is sad news for longtime participants like Maria Peters. For 7 years, Peters and her son Max rode the more than 400-mile tour together on a tandem bike. Max has Down syndrome and is nonverbal.
It meant so much to us. I mean, honestly, that I would look forward to that ride all year and we would train for it because it was such an accomplishment for us.
The Denver Post started Ride the Rockies in 1986, but the newspaper sold the event in 2021. Once wildly popular, its participation dropped off after the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are lower, down 0.5% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.